The Miners will take on the Dixie High School Flyers Thursday, playing under the lights at the Salt Lake City Olympic Stadium, Rice-Eccles Field at 6 p.m. The Miners narrowly defeated the Skyview Bobcats 15-14 last Friday. Head coach Josh Monzingo said there were a couple of key plays. The first was a fourth down punt and run.
We have an interesting punt formation where we put two effective quarterbacks back there, and one can roll and kick left, one can roll and kick right. So it's a little bit deceptive every time we go back there, and we have a few trick plays that are built in. And my defensive coordinator, who's in charge of that, did a great job of dialing up one of the fakes we'd worked on all week that we thought we could sucker him into. And we were able to pitch the ball to Mark McCurdy, who was able to make a great pass to Evan Pointer, and it got us going. It sparked our offense and gave us the first touchdown to keep us in that game.
The second key play was when he decided to go for the two-point conversion after the Miners scored their second touchdown and were down 14-13.
We got down near the goal line. We decided that we thought we could take advantage of them overplaying our run, and we didn't really have a good pass play off of that. But we thought, well, we'll just come up with an idea. And so we were able to sucker him into leaving the backside open for Mark McCurdy to make a nice move. And Jack Skidmore made an incredible pass to get the touchdown. So we thought, well, it worked so well for the touchdown. Let's just flip it and go the other way. And they did cover it better the second time, but Mark made a great decision, saw a little hole. He stopped his run to the corner and just jumped up, and Jack saw him and made a great pass to him.
He says it was an all or nothing decision.
I think when you're the underdog by as much as we were, and you're on the road anyway, you have nothing to lose. I think the kids like to be aggressive, and they feed off that. And so we felt like that we didn't have anything to lose. Let's go for it. Let's have some fun with this.
Many of those on the team have been playing for years together in the youth league, and he says it shows.
This group has been together since they were, in late elementary school there, junior high. They're used to winning. They won a lot of championships in the youth level, and our program has done an amazing job of bringing these guys up and having them compete and having them learn the game and love the game, and more importantly, love each other. And these guys really are a family. I mean, it's always a thing you throw out there, and we definitely talk about being a family, and these guys truly are. They care about each other, and you can tell when they're out there. Like, one goes down, the next one rolls in, I've got you. And he truly means it. It's not like, hey, it's my turn. It's just, I'm gonna pick it up for you. I think that passion you can see. You can see how much they love each other and they love the game, and it kind of spills out onto the field.
Skyview may have been a bit overconfident going into the game. He says they hadn't lost since last season.
They had been undefeated the past two regular seasons. The only game up until the other night they had lost was the semifinals to Orem last year, who was the eventual champion, so they probably felt like, we're ready to go. We kind of got this, and Park City's undersized, and we'll take care of this because they were twice our size. But at the same time, our kids haven't backed down from anybody, no matter whether they're bigger or not. We started with Salem Hills this year, and that team was easily twice our size, and they battled against them, and they've just done that their whole lives. They did that in youth, and they've done it now, and I think they're going to keep doing it.
The Miners take on Dixie Thursday, the team they lost to in the first round of playoffs last year.
They're a very good team. Their head coach is amazing. They do a great job with them. They have athletes all over the field. I think they remind me a little bit of us. That's the interesting thing. They're not as big as some of the teams we've seen. They're not small, but they're just not as big as some of the teams we've seen. But they can match us with speed and athleticism. Sometimes we can get the bigger teams with speed, and that kind of gives us the edge. But this team's going to have team speed, same as Skyview did last week. So, it'll be another probably tough defensive. Going to have to find ways to make our plays and make our scores, and we're going to have some guys step up.
That's Park City High School football coach Josh Monzingo. Presale tickets for Thursday's game are available in the main office at the high school. Students are $5, adults $10, cash only. Also, a clear bag policy in effect. That means that all bags brought into the Rice-Eccles Stadium must be transparent. While the Miners have made it to the state finals a couple of times, the coach says the football team has yet to be state champions. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.